We talk a lot about the detrimental effect that woke politics has on businesses. Hell, it's become the main focus of the channel. But any business, it doesn't matter. Pick your poison. Coca-Cola, they go woke, their sales decline. Major League Baseball, they move the All-Star game out of Georgia over a voting bill, and they face serious backlash. Do I even need to mention the NBA? I think we've covered the effect that woke politics has had on the NBA enough on the channel over the last year or so. Look at television networks, CNN, MSNBC. Throughout most of Donald Trump's presidency and throughout last summer, when it seemed like it was the cool thing to do to be woke, CNN and MSNBC were setting record ratings. 2021, both networks have seen a massive collapse in their television ratings. Now, part of that has to deal with Donald Trump not being in office, and a lot of it has to deal with the fact that both networks are overboard. People are tired of woke politics. There was a poll conducted recently about athletes protesting during the national anthem. And by protest, I mean taking a knee or pulling a Gwen Berry and turning your back on the country that has given you the opportunity to be who you are. 79% of the public oppose protesting during the national anthem. Now, this number includes 61% of African Americans, 69% of Hispanic Americans, 93% of Republicans, and 72% of Democrats. Now, just think about that for a second. You can't get 75% or 80% of the country to agree on anything, but you can get 75-80% of Americans to agree. Protesting during the national anthem is uncalled for. People do not want to see it. One television network that hasn't received the memo that Americans are tired of all these far-left political people is ESPN. I'm kind of confused with ESPN. According to Rachel Nichols, the executives at ESPN are white conservative Donald Trump voters. But if you look at their actions, you wouldn't think that would be the case, which means one of two things. Rachel Nichols is uninformed, and the executives at ESPN are on the far left, or the executives at ESPN are deathly afraid of the wokers at the network and in the media. So they continue to bow their knee to them. They continue to give in to their demands. Now, I'm not sure which is the case. Maybe one of you guys can tell me. If you know, sound off in the comments below. But either way, because the disease of woke politics has been allowed to infect ESPN, the network has been dying a slow, painful death. The ESPY Awards used to be a big deal. You look at the historical ratings. From the first show, I believe was in 1996, all the way up to 2014. The ESPY Awards averaged between 2 and 4 million viewers every year. The number never dropped below 2 million. In 2015, ESPN actually set a record for the ESPY, 7.7 million viewers. That massive audience was the worst thing to happen to ESPN as a network because it gave them a false sense of security. It gave them the wrong idea. 2015 was the first year that ESPN took their annual award show and turned it into a giant political extravaganza. That was the year, back in 2015, they gave Caitlyn Jenner the Courage Award for, you know, having a sex change. Because transitioning is such a courageous act. Now, this is just speculation on my part, but I think ESPN saw that big number for 2015 and thought that Americans wanted to continue to be awakened. They took it upon themselves to enlighten us going forward. It's the only thing that makes sense because since 2015, ESPN has dove further and further into the abyss. 2016, they opened the ESPYs with a group of black athletes promoting Black Lives Matter. Harmless enough, until those same athletes began attacking the police. The 2016 version of the ESPYs, 5.6 million people. Still a great number, but a decline of 2 million from the previous year. That's to be expected, though. I mean, when you hit a peak rating, there's nowhere to go but down. So ESPN continues down the woke path. 2017, they bring in Michelle Obama to present the Courage Award. Now, I'm not so sure what's courageous about Michelle Obama. I guess she was instrumental in telling us here in America that we have to change our traditions, we have to change our history, we have to move into a different place. That's courage to ESPN. The 2017 ESPYs, 5.3 million people. Once again, good number, but a decline of 300,000 viewers. Are you noticing a trend yet? It's about to get better. 2018, Danica Patrick is chosen to host the show. God, do you guys remember the relentless promotion? ESPN promoted that ESPY nonstop. History in the making, Danica Patrick, the first woman to host the ESPYs. Who cares? Who cares? By the way, anytime you have to promote making history, you know it's inauthentic. There was nothing historic about Danica Patrick hosting the ESPYs. During her monologue, she spent most of her time delivering bad anti-Donald Trump jokes. Look, I'm not a Donald Trump guy. I voted for him in the last election because Joe Biden's out of his mind, but I was never a Trump guy. That doesn't mean that I want to hear Trump jokes when I turn on the ESPYs. If I turn on the ESPYs, I want to see the year in sports. If jokes are told, I want them to be sports related. If I want to hear Donald Trump jokes, I'll turn on Saturday Night Live or Jimmy Kimmel, John Oliver. At least their jokes are funny. 2018, 3.9 million people watched Danica Patrick embarrass herself. A drop-off of nearly 1.5 million. At this point, you would figure ESPN would have woken up, no pun intended, and thought maybe we should lay off the politics. Fast forward to 2020, the year ESPN chose to go overboard. If you want the wokest of the woke, the 2020 ESPY Awards are the show for you. They make history again by having Megan Rapinoe host the show. You know, Megan Rapinoe, the freedom fighter, the woman who believes female athletes should be paid the same as men, even though no one watches them. That year, ESPN also blessed us with a nicely taught lesson on racial justice. Because if I need education on racial justice, ESPN is the first place I go. The 2020 ESPYs was the lowest watched in history. 482,000 people bothered to tune in. Now you got to remember, not like you've forgotten, but you got to remember anyway, this was during a pandemic. Everyone was at home, supposedly bored, with nothing to do but watch television. I guess we weren't bored enough. We weren't interested in watching an entire show dedicated to social justice and virtue signaling. Now, to be fair, the 2020 ESPYs was airing on ESPN and ESPN2 and not on ABC like normal. Even still, that is a pathetic number. You would figure, once again, that ESPN would have learned their lesson. But we all know that's not the case. Which brings us to this year, 2021, the ESPY Awards. Aired this past weekend, 1.1 million people. 1.1 million. From 2015, when ESPN started to go woke, to 2021, 6 years, they have ran off over 6 million people. If this doesn't convince people that politics have no place in the world of sports, then I don't know what the hell will. My question is, how do the people running ESPN still have a job? In any other business, if you see an 85% decline over 6 years, the people at the top are out of work. I guess Disney doesn't allow facts to get in the way of what's most important, pushing the agenda. ESPN is dead. They're dead. The network has become a running joke, internal fighting, guys like Stephen A. Smith talking about things that they know nothing about. The promotion of white privilege, social justice. Do any of us white people, do we even watch ESPN anymore? I know this white guy doesn't. After a while, I got tired of being told how inherently racist I am. or how I was given everything in life because of my privilege. Instead of ESPN working to remove the sickness from their network, it seems they are once again trying to double down. They are doing everything in their power to re-sign Maria Taylor. Why? Why? I believe they forced Stephen A. Smith to bow his knee and apologize for his Ohtani comments he made yesterday morning. Stephen A. posted a video on Twitter yesterday afternoon trying to explain what he meant by his comments. A couple of hours later, he does a complete about face, writes some big, long-winded apology, follows that up with another apology this morning on Woke Take, and then he proceeded to get browbeaten by Jeff Passan. Now, I'm not even going to get into that again. I think ESPN is infected to the point where they are past the point of no return. They would have to get rid of 75% of their on-air talent to remove the disease of woke culture from the network. And no telling how many of them they have working behind the scenes. It's too late. It's too late. If Fox Sports 1 were smart, they would stick to sports, get rid of the politics, and take what's left of ESPN's audience. Problem is, it's kind of difficult to do that when you have Shannon Sharpe and Skip Bayless as your flagship show. All right, what do you guys think of the decline in the ESPY ratings? Is ESPN past the point of no return, or can the network be revived? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.